Thank you for holding. Is this Charles?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing today? John, actually, not Jeff.
John. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Well, actually, my first name is Jazz, like J-A-Z, kind of like the music.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my middle name is Jonathan, but I go by John usually, and the last name's Hill.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Cool. You actually did pretty good on that part. I'm sure you probably introduced me as Jazz. A lot of people call me Jazz too.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you said Jazz. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, you're good. It's one of my newer representatives. But how you been doing today, Charles?
All right. I've been crunching numbers. I've been talking to Jim a couple of times. He reached out to me. And,
okay. Yeah.
You know. Yeah, he was very helpful and everything, and I was just trying to crunch the numbers and just to make sure that I can afford the services.
The most important thing is that we still have the spot available. This is actually a listing that's kind of been floating around. It's been bugging me a little bit, to be honest. But yeah, it's been floating around, and we're trying to get it filled coming into the peak time of the year. And my rep has gone through the list a couple times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted to mention that I'm seeing some bigger or presence of this. Well, one of them that's popping up is Plumber Pros. I don't recall seeing it other than I don't know how long they've been around or I've been sleeping, but it's 2023. I don't know if that's recently been launched, I guess, this year. So I'm guessing it's a few months old, or maybe it was just launched. Maybe
it was probably just
in my
launched area,
but there, because it's all over. I mean, it's covering Bainbridge, all my local surrounding area here. And they're often 24/7 same day service.
Well, those guys are on a platinum package, though. That's the reason they show up over there is because they're also doing Google Ads, so they're at the top in the ad section. They have a local listing also. So that guy just threw a lot of money at it, pretty much is what happened, which can and can't pan out. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, okay, you know, it's important to do it at the right time. I could say it's definitely coming into the better time of the year that over the next 4 months, things are usually picking up for everybody. Yeah. But I don't always recommend that as a marketing strategy, just kind of throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks either. Although I've seen
you
be successful. Can afford it, you can afford it,
right?
Right, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm not like there, so I just started my business October 2022. I virtually started working out of a Buick with some tools and a 5 gallon pail. Okay, so I pretty much started from nothing. I adopted two girls in January. We bought this house 2 years ago.
Right.
I was out of work. In 2022, I lost 5 months of work because of a personal injury. I've had some challenges along the way, but I'm very mindset to succeed. I'm not coming off the gate, very fast. But I figured slow and steady might get me there at the finish line.
Yeah. No, 100%. Always the way to go.
You know.
Slow and steady always wins the race. And you're talking to a guy who runs marathons. I ran 5 of them, so I can appreciate that.
Wow. Okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah. But I love Jim, too, actually, that you've been speaking with Jim. He's one of my favorites. I actually have lunch with him pretty often, Jim Buskey.
Yeah, he's very down to earth.
Yeah. Good old boy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah.
No, you're okay. You're okay. That's our style. When you work with a Google partner, you get these guys from all over the world. And then, then we got our good old boys who are like, okay, I get you. You know, you grew up here, same neck of the woods, same moral, Christian base, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, I know. I like Jim a lot. And that tells me a lot, too, that you guys get along.
I really appreciate him reaching out to me and getting back to me and being patient with me. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, because a lot of my reps, that I try to tell them that, too. I'm like, you know, we got to get along with these people. A lot of these guys, they go, okay, they get a list, we get a qualified candidates list from Google, And they just go through it, and they just read a script. And I'm going, most of these business owners we work with for years. And the only way that that happens is you level with them, you communicate with them. You got to be able to communicate with them because it's a long-term thing for their business. It's not just a, oh, try it, and you know what I mean? They're playing the short game. Yeah, and it's like that's not really how it goes at the end. If you don't communicate with people and build relationships, and there's no way you're going to be able to get through building the site for them and, you know, taking their side when somebody writes a bad review and things like that, because you don't know, you know? So it's,
for sure.
It's important to connect.
I got a bad review, and, you know, it was surprising because I honestly didn't, I'm like, who is this person? And they put their name down. I'm like, I check my phone all the time. How did I miss this call? And, you know, I got no star review where I was like at 4.8, and then I went right down to like 4.1 or whatever it was, and I got things for it, and, you know, I wrote back, and I was polite, and I felt bad, and I was like, you know, I do my best to answer and get back. I'll look into it, you know, and see what happened. Maybe my phone was updated. Sometimes that the phone acts a little funny. And it's like, well, you know, so, I mean, I can't overlook that either, but I try my best.
If we were already using this, we do offer review monitoring. Unfortunately, the only person at this point that would be able to remove that review is the person that wrote that review. That's fine. You know, we could put them in a queue as part of your tracking system and kind of message them, you know, here and there and see if we can get them to take it down and maybe make them an offer on it. But that's why they do it. You know, it's kind of like a leverage thing. I know Yelp does that a lot where they charge you to get your good and bad reviews up there. You got to pay for them. It's like blackmail, you know?
I think for me it wasn't cost effective. I just couldn't afford it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it is.
I know Yelp is huge. Yeah, I know they're a big company and all that. And I have actually gotten some inquiries through them.
Yeah.
That's not ideal. And stuff, but,
yeah, that's not ideal. So we do offer Yelp. It's free. It's part of the service. It's one of our directory submissions. So if you were to do this, you would actually have a Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You know, you're on Facebook ads, Bing, and then, of course, the first page placement on Google. That's the moneymaker. But 90% of the time, people just pull out their phone, type in plumber near me. Like, if you really put yourself in your customer's shoes and imagine, like, an emergency situation, I got pipes busted. Yeah, I'm just pulling out my phone, and I'm typing in plumbing contractor, and the first guys that pop up, all the reviews are right there. I can see, okay, well reviewed. All right, good enough for me. I click the phone number, and I'm like, all right, come out here. You know, help me fix this before my house is ruined.
Water leaks,
it's no different for your customer. That's what makes this so profitable, though, is the easy accessibility to people. You know, it covers up to a 50 mile radius. We could shrink it if you like. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time, so it can have you up there for plumbing and home repair and any of the niche services in between, you know, as long as it falls within your vertical. And then we obviously customize the website for you. I noticed your website was down when I tried to pull it up, by the way.
Is it back up or?
No, it's down.
Let me check.
Copied it. What? Yeah, I copied this link here, charliesplumbingandhomerepair.com.
That's not good. Let me see what's going on here.
Were you having somebody take care of that for you?
No, I pretty much do all that.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm trying to check it out. See what's going on here. Why it's.
Yeah, it just told me like the site can't be reached.
Let me try something here.
Or am I typing it in wrong?
In.
Is it plural, like Charlie's, or is it just Charlie Plumbing?
Yeah, Charlie's Plumbing and Home Repair. Yep.
Okay, let me add the S in there and see what I get.
I'm going in right now to see.
I got it. No, I got it. It was just missing the... Yeah, I was just missing the S in there. It's the way my rep set it up. It's got, like, a locally serving... What is it? Hold on.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find your number on here to make sure it's the right one. So I go to contact. Just says get in touch. Yeah, this is you, though. Siri.charles@gmail.com. 607-644-6409. Yeah, that's it. I just had to go to the contact section. Yeah, so this is it.
I'm not getting right in there.
I could build you a custom website if you don't want to manage this, but I wouldn't charge anything for it. It would just be access to this, but
okay.
You said you wanted to crunch numbers. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, I was doing bookkeeping, and just so I can make sure I, you know, can afford it. So, you know, I understand it's a good service. I understand it's transparent. The numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make it work. We've been trying to fill
this list. Just to get me started.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to fill it for the last 2 weeks. You know, I'll try to make it work for you. It would be helping us out, too, you know, if we could fill it.
Have you seen the first page, or do you...
There's
a top that comes up that says subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
I have not one person that subscribes, not one. So, see, the idea for that for me would be to just get their email. So if they had any questions regarding maybe a project or maybe it wasn't an emergency, right? Because who's going to subscribe if it's an emergency and your pipe's busted? So I understand that.
Yeah.
So I normally get a contact right away. They'll call me right away, pretty frantic. And I'm usually like on my way there as I'm talking to them to calm them down that I'm going to get a fix from them.
Well, I mean, you know, right now this thing's not getting nearly the traffic that it should be getting, you know, realistically.
Right.
Having the first page placement will resolve all of those issues. I mean, your industry, let's be honest, about 95% of the time it's an emergency or they don't call until it is, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
If you're not accessible to them at that time, then, you know, you're going to miss out about 90% of the work that's actually out there. So,
yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent you a link to the pricing page. It looked like in March you spoke with another representative too, Sahak.
Yeah, great guy, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sahak Bedrosian.
Yep.
And then, of course,
you. Yeah.
So these guys have qualified you for discounts over speaking with you, and I would honor those, maybe even add to them a little bit here. Like I said, you know, our goal is to try to fill it. It seems like there's always something that stops us from getting this thing set up and moving in the right direction. So, you know, I sent you the pricing. There is a platinum package on there. It's advertised at $599 with a $299 setup fee, but this thing has all the bells and whistles. A website, you know, all the directories that I talked about, tracking system, review monitoring to maintain the reviews. I could put that package, or I could put you on that package, and I could reduce the cost down to just $299, and I could waive all setup fees on it, so you don't have to pay any setup fees. So it'd be $299. We'd be looking at like about $10 a day. Subway sandwich every day.
Yeah, I love Subway sandwich. although I don't eat it every day, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's cost effective for me. But
yeah.
I'll eat a half of the sub and then save it, you know, for the next day. Providing it's still fresh, you know. I mean, I love food poisoning.
I love
for sure.
Subway, butter and hoagies on this part.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for, you just sent it to me, but I don't see.
Yeah, you got to scroll down if you click on the link, or did you even find the link?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay.
I should have it. Let's see here. 10:45 is, I'm on the inbox. I'm looking for
it, your man. Text messages or your email, because it's a text.
Oh my! Oh, it's a text. Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
I got it.
So it's from an 877 number.
Yep. Should be it here.
Yeah. And you say like $299 would still be a little too pricey when you're looking at your bookkeeping right now?
Yeah, I haven't the last quarter, January to the end of March, I'm in the negative. I'm negative, I'm not profitable yet. Only because I invest a lot in equipment.
No, yeah. That's actually not inaccurate. That's actually accurate. You're trending in the right direction. Without any kind of placement or anything driving traffic to your business, it's usually going to take about a year, like just to do it all on your own. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, I kind of figured be patient and try to do my best.
Oh, it's worth it. No, it's worth it. Is this your first business?
It is.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
no,
I've dabbled in. I've done some, e-commerce stuff years ago. I've done people direct doing like flea marketing.
Yeah.
We seem to do pretty good on that, but that was more like a side gig. That wasn't really like a full time.
This will be consistent. You'll do really well. It's just a matter of obviously a little bit of patience. You know, that's a virtue, I think, for most people, right? Time. And then, of course, having, the visibility, it will definitely accelerate your profitability. You got to get a consistent flow of work, right? That work is what's going to make it profitable. You just got to get out there, get you busting your butt on a day-to-day basis. But in the long term, I don't think there's anything that you could do better for your life than to start a business. I have 3 businesses outside of this. That's how I afford to live in California. I got a nice house, and my babies are all good already. School's already paid for, and they're 5 and 2.
Congratulations, man.
And I'm only 30. But see, the difference is that we're born in different generations where I've had phones my whole life, So marketing and this stuff is like easy. It's second nature to me. I was doing it from when I was a kid. So it was like, okay, even when I was one of those kids in school, I was a hustler. I used to go like, I wouldn't ask my parents for money. I would go to the store with like an allowance that I had, and I would buy like 5 sodas with the $5 that I had, and then I'd go to school and I would sell them for $2 a piece, and now I got $10, and I would just I'd continue
great.
To market that I was doing that, yeah, and then it was like, okay, now I got the new pair of shoes that I want, I got the new clothes that I want, so I kind of just continued with that mentality through life. So I even had businesses, 2 of them, a tree company and a painting company, while I was going through school. And I was just literally marketing them, taking calls, giving quotes, and then I would have these contractors that I would meet from going and hanging out by the Home Depot. These guys, they'd be foreigners and stuff. I would go meet them and see who spoke English and see what their profession was, and I would hire those guys because it was affordable. It'd be like $100 a day, regardless of what we were doing. And then I had one of them, Jose. He manages both. He oversees both of them. He's one that I could trust, and then I just, even to this day, this guy takes care of his whole family. He's been living here for the last 10 years. Yeah, so it's, and it's weird because I hired him when I was like 20 years old.
Right.
Still going to school.
Yeah,
but that's, it's a mentality that, one, you have to have that hunger, but then two, the technology, you got to know how to work the system and where to find people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Find the help. So.
That's tough. I mean, I lost a couple of contract jobs. Actually, probably since I launched the business in October of 2022, I lost 3 jobs. One due to the size of the job, but I could have got it, and I didn't have the network in place to sub the work out. So I lost that job. That was a $7,000 job. And for me, that would have been a nice job because I was just starting out. That would have been like
a nice
launching pad for me, you know, to cover my expenses for that
breathing room. Yeah.
And then I met some contractors. It just didn't work out. It just was oil and vinegar. It didn't work out.
Yeah. No, I know. The first time I ever got a $10,000 check, I was in college, and it was from our painting company, and it was a Vons. You guys got Vons over there? You know what that is? Vons?
Oh, no.
Well, it's very common in California. It's almost like Albertsons or Stater Brothers. I don't know if you got those over there, too. But one of their owners called me one day just randomly, like, hey, what's going on, bud? And he started asking me, oh, I wanted to, strip it and repaint the whole building. And it wasn't registering to me at the time. I'm talking to this guy, like, his friend. You know what I mean? just shooting the stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, how old are you? I'm like, oh, I'm 20 years old. Go, what? You know, I was trying to talk to the owner of the company. No, I'm the owner of the company. And he goes, what? Wow. And he's like, how many guys you got? You got a crew? Wow. So, you know, I went out and I met him. I had to drive to San Diego. It's like 2 hours south of where I live, like close to LA. And I met him, and then I landed that contract. You know, and I was telling him, I was still going to school, but here's Jose, and these are the guys that are going to take care of it, and it's going to take us about this long. I already knew the ins and outs of it, because my dad was a painter. They got all set up, and I turned a 10K profit, and the crazy thing was, I met the guy, shook his hand. You know, I maybe dealt with like 3 or 4 phone calls throughout the job, just to make sure everything was going accordingly. You know, almost had an insurance issue there, but I did have all the paperwork in place. But yeah, I turned a 10K profit, and that gave me a lot of breathing room. You know, I actually was able to, the next couple jobs, really take care of my contractors and go, hey, you know, I know you guys work on a labor wage, but I'm going to give you guys little bonuses and stuff. And I was a college kid, so I was like, whatever, you know, as long as I have money to eat. And I was good. So I was basically just giving back to them and really taking care of them. I know they were older men, they got kids. So I sat on that, and then just kind of after the next few jobs that rolled in, I just kept feeding them and taking care of them, and they kept taking care of me back, and basically self-sustaining at this point. I just, you know, if there's a real emergency and have insurance and got to pull licensing and things like that, then I'll go show up. But for the most part, you know, they're able to take care of it, and I don't have any issues. So that's really the goal, you know.
You got it together, so that's important. So yeah.
It's definitely been a process, though, you know, even, yeah, and there's ups and downs. I've had periods, too, of course, you know, and I always kind of put it off to the side because, it's the business that when the income comes in, it's not like living income, you know what I mean? I'm always working, but it's just more just there. I save it, you know, make sure the boys are good. But I've also had times where it got really slow, you know what I mean, over like a 6-month period where I'm going and pulling out to pay these guys, you know what I mean? So I can't say it's been all gravy. I definitely did have that dark point of kind of wondering, okay, what's happening? When is it
going
to kick up
what's
again?
Going on?
Okay. Yeah, what do I need to do?
What can I do? That's, yeah, it's like, it's weird because it happens in spurts. Yeah, so like I can get literally at that call flood in one day, like 6 calls, and I can only commit to 2 jobs or maybe 3. And so, okay, I got a 12-14 hour day. That's fine. I'm going to feed my family and keep the lights on for another week or two. That's great. And then, all of a sudden, so all this great stuff is happening and I'm running around and I'm feeling good and I'm getting this fixed and I'm helping this person out and I'm working on an estimate. I'm doing a quote. I'm communicating any way that I can through text or email. I'm doing my due diligence. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks, nothing. Not one call.
Yeah.
And then my mind is like, well, what can I do, you know, to show
that's what draws you here.
My service.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I hear you.
So I want
this. this is the thing. I want to be real, real transparent with you when it comes to the marketing thing. Google's been the most profitable for 15 years. There's nothing better that you could do. At the same time, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be a flip of the switch and the floodgates are opening. It's not what happens.
Right.
And people have a hard time getting their head around that. Even if I signed you up today, you know, I'm saying 3-4 weeks before things start becoming consistent and you're getting calls regularly. You know, that first month you might not see anything, you know, and guys are hesitant to say that, but I'm like, hey, dude, you got to be honest with these guys. Yeah, it's scary to think about, but that's the, you know, anything worth having takes time, you know, even though God didn't create the heavens and the seas in one day, you know, it took seven.
Right.
So we could build your site, get everything up and running in a week, you know what I mean, as far as like customizing the campaign, but Google's still got to go through the pin verification, verify the listing, post the listing, and then they have to do the continued optimization on their part of what they're telling us to move you up. And it's not going to be a consistent flow until you get on the first page. You know, the weeks before, you might not be on page one. You're just getting your listing established, and it's slowly moving up, you know, day by day. And you'll see calls still, but it won't be at the consistency of being on the first page. That's why we tell you, hey, you know, wait until month two before you evaluate it. So saying that could kill the whole deal. Saying that is probably the reason why it's not filled right now. But I'm not going to lie to you guys in order for you to, you know, sign up for the service expecting to get a bunch of calls tomorrow. It's not what happens. It's worth its weight in gold. It really is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better that you could do for your business. But that's the downside to it, is it's just not going to be up there tomorrow. It's not going to be up there next week. You know, website might be up and running where you could see, but it won't be on the first page. So it's one of those things where it is an investment. Okay, you're investing, and you're already 6 months invested, time, labor, everything else into the business. So what I would say, though, at this point, it would be a shame to not continue to go all the way in. Don't go halfway in and be feeling like you're drowning, and then the solution, you're going to go, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to go, well, then you're never going to get to the point of what you anticipated this business being when you first started it, you know? Because if you're not connected to your customers, then that's not the kind of business that you want.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I do my best. I mean, I get people hand cards. I do, you know, they approach me and I hand them a card. I say hello and we exchange our names.
Again, you got to know your industry. You got to understand your market. You know, these people. You said it earlier too. You agree. It's 9 times out of 10, it's an emergency. 90%.
Yep.
You know, you hand them that card, they don't have a plumbing issue for a year. They have the plumbing issue. They don't know where the card is. They go to Google.
Yeah. You know? No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I do that. I even do that, you know.
Yeah, so it's no different.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the tools that we have. So, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, I could put you on that platinum package. It's normally $898 the first month, $599 monthly. I can get it down to $299. That's what Sahak was going to have you quoted at. I could also put you on a pro package. Doesn't have the Facebook advertising, which I would like you to have, you know, your eggs in as many baskets as possible in order to be successful.
Yeah.
But if we remove the Facebook ads, I could do that package at $199, and I'll still get you your website and all the other bells and well, you already have your own website, but a big website upgrade, I should say. A custom
design. Yeah.
And then all the bells and whistles.
Well, I've been doing some of that Facebook ad stuff.
Yeah.
I've been yielding, interestingly enough, I have been getting good results from that, interactions and sharing. And I did get a call from a gentleman last week saying he found me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I do see value in that as well. I like kind of doing my own marketing a little bit, even though I'm not by any means a marketing person. I'm not by any means, I don't consider myself a professional in advertising. But I do like putting my, I like rolling up my sleeves, and I like the creativeness of it. I do enjoy providing free information, things that tips that can help them get their furnaces working well in the wintertime more efficiently, providing little, you know, free information, and that draws them in, and then they start asking questions. So I could do like a Q&A, so they can get to know me, you know.
There's like, one thing, I had this is where you and Jim are very alike, because I had to tell him, hey, if you're good at something, you never do it for free. You never do it for free. You're doing yourself a disservice, you know.
Yeah.
People pay for information. That's the society that we live in, you know. People pay to get an education.
Yeah.
That's information, whether you're sitting in class getting information. So don't give information for free. You know, that's okay, I won't know until I look at it. I'm going to try to help people over the phone and have them do it themselves. You don't get paid like that. You say, hey, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to look at it. And, you know, obviously there's a cost for that. And then, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah,
I agree.
I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A service call to happen, even if it's a simple fix. Do it yourself and be present and be like, hey, it costs money to fix your stuff, even if it is an easy fix, you know. And even let them know if it's an easy fix, because that's going to eliminate you getting another job later. And it sounds crazy, but, and it's like, wow, you know, I could have just told them this and it'd be done. Yeah, but then you're just defeating the whole purpose of them needing you. You know, the fact is they don't know how to fix it. You do. And they'll pay you to fix it. So you go out there and fix it. And then if it ever happens again, you're going to get another phone call rather than, you know, them get under there and try to do it. Because you come across a 30-year-old guy like me that's got half a brain and you tell me how to fix my stuff one time, I'm going to remember how to do it and I'm going to do it rather than spend the money. You know, that's just the guy in me, regardless of if I have the money.
DIY.
Like, no.
Yeah.
You're a DIY guy. Yeah. Hey, 100%. Right. I tell my wife all the time, like, okay, you know, talk to me first. Don't just spend money on it.
If you have, I tell people, just have the right tools in my toolbox. You know,
my wife's going, our youngest son needs clothes, and he needs this, and I'm going, sure, we could buy him a brand new pair of clothes for every day of the week if you really wanted to. But I said, no, this is why you asked me. I go out to the storage unit we have in the garage. I got all these clothes from our firstborn. That she didn't know I still had all stocked up in there, nice boxes, and I pull them out, and I set it down, bam, see what these fit them. Oh, wow, I didn't know we had this. I said, yeah, you went over and set $1,000
Smart. Yeah, that's smart planning.
Yeah, I already bought this stuff once. And
sure.
What did I save it for? I didn't plan on having a second one. It was an accident, but... I saved them, right? You know, because it's just thinking ahead. If I had to donate them or sell them, they're still valuable. So it's, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. Most definitely.
Wastefulness. Yeah, don't give away free information. Don't give away things, you know. Conserve those things. Save those things. There's value in assets, even more so than money. You know, knowledge is an asset that's more valuable than the currency. Regardless of what happens with our country and they move the country or the currency to this, that, and the other, it's not going to change the knowledge that you have and the value that that carries and any of the stuff that you accumulate over time. Like that old Buick is probably a very valuable place to sleep at one point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love the leather seats.
Yeah, some people are like, it's an old car, you know, and for me it's like, hey dude, that's shelter, you know. So
they don't stitch the leather like that anymore, I can tell you.
Oh man. You know what's crazy?
True craftsmanship.
And an Oldsmobile 88 Royale. It was like a 93 or 94.
Love
I was born in 91. Yeah. Well, or actually 92, October
11,
92. But this car was about the same age as me, and those things had those big bucket seats, you know? And you pull the seat up, or the armrest up, and you could just lay right across it. I remember I used to go out on my lunch breaks and sit in that thing, a laptop, oldest bucket-looking car. And I would lay on those seats, though. Those seats are so comfortable and stuff. I used to drive like a boat. and you bounce around. My friends
are like, a couch.
Yeah, I love your car. Yeah. But of course, you know, you drive to the wrong neighborhood and the police give you the stink eye. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Well, it just looks like one of those old. Yeah, you know. It looks like one of those old gangster cars or something, you know.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so as far as marketing, though, just to circle back, you know, I've been hitting you a lot of energy and we're chopping it up here, but I could put you on that pro, you know, the pro would be $199 month to month. I think that would be a great starting point. Yeah, and if you want to add to it and do the Facebook ads with us later and not do that yourself, it's up to you. You know, I tip my hat to you. It's good to get online and know what's going on with the business. Keep your boots on the ground, so to speak. But we can always upgrade you later. So if you want to upgrade to the $299 and have us do the Facebook ads for you, that way you could just keep focusing on the calls that are coming in. And, you know, that'd be a bridge that we can cross later. But I think the $199 would be ideal starting point on a pro package. Get your website upgraded, get you on the first page for up to a 50-mile radius, get that going. And then once that's going and you're on the first page and you're getting the consistent calls, and, you know, you can either expand or just leave it like that until we get you into a profitable position. But if it's taking you 6 months, and then you're not profitable, I would say putting yourself up there would be about 3 months, and then you're profitable.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of a hole you dug.
Well, I invested in a lot of equipment that set me back some, but I'm not making any big purchases regarding, you know, any, like, anything really expensive. So,
But what are you doing as far as home repair? I mean, I understand the plumbing side of it, but what are you doing as far as home repair?
Interestingly, so I got a trailer to put some of the, you know, like, materials and things that I figured, well, it would be a great asset to have just so I can for transportation, or for, you know, if I had to gut a wall or something, I'd have a trailer to throw the sheetrock, you know, into construction bags and so on and so
forth.
That's
the problem.
So right now, to answer the question...
You keep putting the carriage before the horse. But, yeah, go ahead. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got this beautiful trailer. I modified it. I got these walls up on it and everything. It's all bolted in. It's all strong and great. So I got that all going. Now, the small jobs that I have gotten on the home repair side, initially on my website, was really to bunker... to get people to focus and understand that I do a lot of the work in the basement, right? So, like, if they have water issues, I can install a sub pump system for them, and also dehumidifiers to, you know, to help with the moisture issues, which create mold and so on and so forth. And then also do, like, window install for the jobs that they get them.
Carriage before the horse. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you have all the equipment, you know, you're preparing yourself to be able to take on these jobs.
I don't have all of it. Right.
But you're getting out like, yourself in position to take on the jobs. You got to understand. I mean, a guy with all the plumbing knowledge doesn't need all that equipment to start taking on jobs. I've had guys I put up there that are initially unlicensed, and we have them doing like clogged drain. You know, you know, those are the keywords you have them looking up there for. But that's the way you're supposed to do it. Yeah, as you run around and you do the little jobs you can, and then with the money that you're making, then you go and invest in that equipment. You did it the other way around.
Right.
You're investing in the equipment, but you don't have the jobs to support it, and that's why the business isn't profitable. So you have to rethink your whole approach to it. Your approach is backwards. You can't be out here buying equipment, you know, $1,000 equipment, and then you don't have a job to support it. You know what I mean? In front of you. Usually the guys who buy the equipment, they buy it out of a necessity. Like, hey, this is a large job. I made an agreement with this guy. He's going to give me half up front. I'm going to use that half to go buy these tools. So basically I'm just working to buy these tools, but... Yeah, but at least it's paying for itself with your labor. Yeah, you don't keep taking money out of your pocket. You dig a hole, you know?
Right. I guess definitely slowed down a lot. I've been crunching my book, all the bookkeeping stuff. I've been monitoring that closely, so I've been more, you know, more careful about that. And so I did slow. I mean, I'm not making any crazy purchases, of course, but yeah, a lot of the home improvement side stuff is very small. Yeah, I did a couple. I did a couple basement windows. Somebody needed help with a floor, and I was like, well, I don't usually do flooring, but I'm like, yeah, I can do this, you know, I'm happy to do that. I'm like, but what was cool about that was she initially hired me for a clogged, bathtub and her bathroom sink, and I unclogged it, and she gave me a good review, and then hired me for this flooring job, you know. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't all for nothing. I thought it was like, oh, all right, cool. Now maybe I can, you know. But, yeah, I understand. I may have pulled the trigger a little too early. But
yeah.
I got a little excited. And,
that's okay. Yeah. That's okay to be excited. That's good, though. You need that in life. You gotta have something to be excited about and motivate you to wake up in the morning. But so just to put things into perspective on this pro package, I mean, if we're just – straight down in the nuts and bolts, it'd be $199 a month. Like I said, you want to commit to at least 2 months in order for us to turn things around and have you somewhat near profitable, but at least getting a consistent flow of phone calls. Okay. So you'd be committing to 2 months and $398. Obviously, it's month to month, so you only pay $199 at a time. And by the end of that, I know you'll have an entirely different business. By June 25th, it's most profitable times of the year, you know, and $398, very easy to make back over 2 months during the most profitable time of the year. That's a couple of service calls, realistically.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do, like estimates. I mean, people want, like, oh, free estimate and this and that, and sometimes – more times than not, I will do it if it's local enough and it's not like 50 miles away.
Yeah, no.
You don't estimates. You don't agree
no
with that?
No.
Really? Okay.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, that's interesting because you're really honestly, John. You're the only person that's ever told me that. I've had this one guy tell me. I'll give you an example. This guy Jay Squared, right? His name is John Hinman. He's from this area. He's a very successful builder. He told me, I'll give you a pro tip. I don't charge people for estimates. That's what he told me. And I said, really? I said, but isn't your time valuable? I said, all our time is valuable. I said, well, of course, that's what I'm getting at. I said, so why is it wrong for me if I'm home researching and I'm putting 2 hours in a quote? Why wouldn't it only be fair for me to charge something for that quote? I'm doing all the research. I'm digging and finding where all these parts are all around the world, and I'm bringing it to one place so I can put this job package together for them. You know, it's like 2-3 hours of my life to put that together. So I agree with you in that, you know.
To an extent. The extent of the plumbing problem or the extent of the problem is going to dictate that. It's easier for a plumber to give a free quote for something that's uncomplicated and straightforward.
Sure. Yep.
I got a clogged drain. It's a kitchen sink. Okay. That's one thing. But you give them that over the phone. You don't hop in your truck and you drive 15, 20 miles. Right?
Like, 45. Right.
No. Yeah. However, if it's a problem that's complex, you know, and you know, this leak, we don't know where it's coming from. All of a sudden, I got this big wet spot in my drywall. You know what I mean? But it's an issue. Obviously, it's a plumbing issue somewhere, right? Okay.
Yeah.
No. I'm charging you just to show up there. I know it's complicated, and it's not going to get figured out without me, but I'm also not going to go there and figure out this problem for you, spend an hour, drive 10 miles, 15, even a mile. Yeah, just to have you be like, okay, or just to have the customer be like, okay, well, you know, I don't have the $1,500 for it, so, you know, when I save up the money, I'll get it fixed, or I'll call, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Right. Okay.
And then,
okay.
And then,
yeah,
and then when it does come time, they don't even call you. They call and give it to somebody else. So, no.
You're right.
It's to an extent, you know, that, I'm not saying that that guy was wrong, but it, you know, in your industry, if it's just like a very uncomplicated, straightforward thing that you can visualize and quote over the phone, yeah, that's, there's no problem in giving that free quote, you know?
Right.
But I don't think you're really going to be getting that kind of phone calls in the first place, or that amount of phone calls to be giving out free quotes, you know what I mean, to save yourself the headache. Because what if you go spend 3-4 hours over there, and then we have people calling you about something else that's actually going to get you paid?
Right.
You know what I mean? So you shouldn't do anything for free. Even
yeah.
I mean, it's simple and it's giving them a quote. It's like, okay, I'll give you a quote for this, but I could do it for this if you want me to come out there and do it right now. You know what I mean? There's salesmanship that comes to it at the same time. You know, like, hey, if you go with us,
yeah,
I could give you a 15% off if you go with us. You know, today I'll have a guy dispatched out to you right now. Put some pressure on him to get him to say yes, and then get out there and knock it out. And maybe you bite the bullet a little bit, but at least you're getting paid. And you know, don't want to ever do anything for free.
Gotta refuel the vehicle, you know. So
I get free quotes
all day long, and I'm driving around a 100-mile radius, right? You can figure 40 miles
that's
out,
horrible.
40 miles back, that's 8 miles. That's how
yeah,
long that tank you get. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see definitely.
There's a reason those are write-offs for business expenses. The government wants to make sure that you're not paying for the gas, and you should make sure that you're not paying for the gas. And that works in your favor as a business owner. They write it off as a business expense. You get all the gas money back. That's the cheat code in life of being a business owner. Is even when I'm taking my son to soccer practice, it's gas for business. And I get it back, and then I keep my money. I'm not actually spending my money. But that's the hack.
I
won't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything's a business expense in my house. I go to Costco. I got a Costco business card, and I use it for I buy everything off there. If it's diapers, whatever it is, you know what I mean. And then I write it off.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. No, I appreciate your input. I really do. I just, you know, self-taught. So I don't
it's
do
just
like
generations.
I definitely do not do that true estimates. Every day, I don't, like, drive around. I mean, I'm not that crazy. But, I mean, if it's a local person, like, down the street, like, hey, Mary recommended you to, you know, maybe you can do a free estimate. And I can do it over the phone. I mean, I have done that, of course.
Yeah,
you know, if it's straightforward, like you were saying, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it's complicated.
Yeah.
You know,
most of the time, a clog drain in the kitchen is you come out there, you undo a couple of bolts,
forward.
Take it out,
the clog in the drain, we established that, that's why
mm-hmm.
the water won't go down, there's the
right.
sink, there's in the kitchen, alright,
you can do that all over the phone, you know, it's very simple,
right.
Okay, I'll come out there, knock it out for you, you know, pay me $50,
alright. I'm totally on the same page with you on that, yep. For sure.
Yeah, if it's complex, then that's another thing, you know. You got to tear some stuff up.
Oh, I
dealt with like,
okay, complex
stuff. Yeah, but you go there and you see the whole roof, you know, it's got an issue, something's leaking, or there's something in the wall that's leaking, and it's like, okay, but now it's also the cost of drywall and this and that. You quote them over the phone, and then you tell them one thing, and you get out there, you tell them another, they're going to think you're trying to pull a fast one, you know, 'cause they don't know anything.
Right.
And you're like, no, I mean, you're going to want to replace
whatever
drywall.
Whatever the number is. Whatever the number is, they say, this is what the pro, this was a pro tip, not coming from me, okay, so don't get the wrong idea. So I get the base cost down, and then they tell me to times it by 4. And he said that more times than not, that's going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that made any sense. I'm like, I've taken some hard courses, and you know, I've done some, like, you know, I've seen some crazy formulas, but this seemed pretty straightforward. I'm like, well, how do you come up with that?
Yeah, nah.
I don't understand.
You don't want to take a loss. You know, you want to make sure that you know, you tell them, hey, this is what I think it is, but honestly, I won't really know 100% until I get out there and get into it. And that's really the reality. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a corner and go, oh, it's going to cost $1,000. You get out there, it costs $5,000, and then you got parts and all this other stuff. And then you're just digging yourself a hole, you know, and then you have to have the spine to be able to tell them, because that's on them. It's their house. You know, I'll leave it like this. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to take a loss to help you guys out, and you know, I'm already doing all the legwork. What they're paying you for is the labor. So, on average, though, people who are looking for a plumber, this is an interesting search. I just kind of found this online. On average, people should seek out 3 quotes for your household issue when it comes to a plumber to provide a clarity and understanding of the task at hand. So. Yeah. Now you got to take into consideration, we put you up there, you're getting calls, these people are probably going to look for 3 quotes, right? So when you're giving them that free quote, that's your chance to sell them on you over the other 3 guys. Usually what that's going to come down to is cost.
Of course.
It's cost.
Yep.
You know, I've had it happen recently where I had to clear out a guest room and turn it into a nursery. And I'm going, okay, I got to get rid of this bed. So I'm calling this junk removal company. He goes, it's $300. I'm going, what? I could put a for sale sign on it and make $300. You want me to pay you $300 to come get this stuff? It should be for free to get this stuff.
Crazy.
You're getting free stuff. Yeah. And I'm going, what? So I'm like, let me call the other junk guy. The other junk guy is like, $275. I'm going, what? Hold on, let me call another one. What's going on? You know what I mean?
Like, come on, man. I know I could get $250 for this thing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but no, they're charging me that to remove it. It's a junk removal company.
Just to pick it up. Yeah.
Okay. Just to pick it up and take it away, because I can't put it out by the dumpster. The HOA had charged me
$400.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Definitely.
They do okay, but you're really not. You're in the right business. It's that you're marketed the wrong way. That's why it feels that way. Right. Because there'd be calls that you'd be getting that are like $300 that take you like an hour or 2 hours of your day. But you're not exposed to those opportunities, so you don't get them, you know? So you're not in the wrong industry. But the moral of the story is, like, I went and got multiple quotes, and then I got to a point where I just realized, this is going to end up costing me $200 at the minimum, even if I spend another 3 hours looking for other guys to take it for $200. So I just called one of the guys back, and I said, hey, man, you said $275. The HOA said $300. This other guy said $300. Come get it. I didn't have a choice. I needed to get it cleared out so I could build a crib and, you know, baby was coming any day. So that's what I did, you know, and that's the reality of it is, like, these guys will shop, even if it's just saving them $20, you know. So when you answer the phone, that's your opportunity to save them $20. Yeah, and you might be biting the bullet losing
that's
that $20 here and there. Exactly.
That's two subway sandwiches. That's worth that savings, man.
Yeah, you might be losing
sure.
those 2 sandwiches, but you're also getting the other 40 of them, you know, out of
the
job.
I'll be damned if you take my Subway sandwich from me, you know. So, like, yeah, I mean, you're squeezing dollar bills, and I'm there. I'm right there with you. I do the same thing. I call for 3 quotes.
100%. Yeah, that's how everybody thinks. Yeah. You know what I mean? You want to hold on to our money as much as we can and save as much as we can.
And $20 and $10 and $50, they all add up, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine if we, you know,
I'll hop on the phone for 20, 30 minutes calling guys if it's going to save me $20, $30. Why not? You know?
Worth the time, for sure, you know?
Yeah, I got money to burn, but the reason I have money to burn is because I don't think like that. I don't think, oh, let's just burn money. I think, how can I not spend my money?
It's nice
opposite mindset.
$20 or $10 or $50, you know, savings.
Yeah.
I put coupons every now and again if I see a good deal. I do it.
Yeah. You know what Jeff Bezos is?
He cuts coupons? Or
Amazon.
Yeah, he was the book founder of e-commerce, of Amazon.
Yeah, this guy was
wandering
around.
Online and they thought he was nuts.
No, he was wandering around New York City with no credit card, no nothing, no way to make payment, right? He goes in this restaurant, and they go, oh, how are you going to pay? And he goes, I'm Jeff Bezos. Like, oh, okay. And they give him the pizza and people are going, what the heck? And they're snapping pictures. Because what they would do is they would take a picture with this guy and his face was the currency. They'd go, hey, Jeff Bezos' favorite pizza place. And they stick it on the wall. And so, and this guy who has hundreds of millions of dollars, probably making millions of dollars every day. He's a multi-billionaire. You know, he makes millions of dollars a day. And he would go days and days on end with no card on him, not spending a penny.
Wow.
Whereas we got guys in America who get like $100 a day and they'll spend $100 by the end of the day. You know what I mean? And it's just in and out. So it's really the mindset of how do I gather it without spending anything, you know? And it's like the rich stay rich for that reason. But so sometimes you might have to bust your butt a little harder, take a $20 cut on that job, and okay, you took the $20 cut, you get your money. Now how am I not going to spend more money, right? Well, today you're going, okay, I have to spend $199 to get myself on Google, okay? But now how do you not spend anything else? The whole point of this investment is to have you get a bunch of phone calls and get business. You sit back, you go out, you work, you go out, you work, you go out, you work, you live a minimalist lifestyle, you go out and work. By the end of the month, you'll have converted that $199 into at least $2,000. At least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, 10 to 1, that's average. That's average. Yeah. That's mediocre. If you really are trying hard, you know, and you hire a guy and you guys are both running around, you know, I wouldn't say do that right away. Maybe 2-3 months down the line, you know, then the profits are returning. And guess what? The price is the same. It's still $199. That's why I'm saying the value of it's in gold to have yourself consistently connected to your customers at the time they're looking for you. And that this is probably your biggest problem in your business. Right now, is that you're just not connected to your ideal clients. They're not even seeing you as an option.
Yeah. Plus, I'm noticing, you know, when I'm online and I'm looking at these, you know, all the other, I guess you could say, competitors, right? So, they're, I'm just starting out and they've been around longer, and I would expect that. I would, you know, expect they would have, you know, more presence and...
Yeah, but you know, there's guys out there that have been plumbing for 30 years, and then there's a guy who's been on there for, like you said, you just started seeing him pop up, and he's getting all the phone calls because he has the Google advertising.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Well, yeah, it's regardless of how good you are and your experience. And it's sad. I know, in the olden days, it wasn't like that. It was like, hey, you know, if you're the best, you're the best, and it'll always be the best, and that, you know, you have that experience. And but the new age, this is how Google makes their money. Is hey, you got to pay to play. That's how it is. You know, they saw the opportunity, and they go, hey, you know, I could get a piece of the pie from these guys who want to be the top dog, and so that's what they do. You know, and they put him up there, and now he's the top dog because he's paying for it. You know, and then with that though, there is return on investment that comes with it. It's the only reason why any of them would do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So Google's like, it's Google going, like I told you earlier, if you're good at something, Google's good at connecting people and getting people what they're looking for and connecting them to their businesses and making businesses rich. Don't do it for free. You know, it's the same concept here.
Yeah,
you can
understand.
Make your company better, but. Yeah, it's not going to be able to do it for free. There's no kind of advice or anything anybody's going to be able to give you that's going to actually yield you the results of just doing it. You know what I mean? Bite the bullet and it's going
to happen. I understand. You know, I understand it's going to take effort and work and time and patience and sweat and tears, and then there'll be the growing pains, and then one day I'll probably call you and say, John, man, I'm growing too fast. I don't know what to do. I need like 3 more guys. You know?
Yeah,
I get there. I hope I can get there. Right.
Oh, and you can. You're in a great area for what you do. You know, and I look up the keyword for plumbing, and I just typed in Athens and surrounding areas. Google Analytics is talking about over 1,800 searches in the last 30 days for plumbing.
Wow.
You know, that's not counting the home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
there's a lot of older homes up in this area, and also I believe because there's a lot of folks that live outside of this area, and this is their second home, so it's a seasonal home, and when they finally come back up in the spring, they turn something on, guess what? Uh-oh, we got a leak.
Yep.
They may have had a pipe freeze, and it thawed, but it cracked the pipe. And that, more times than not, that happens a lot. And it could be a cabin, it could be a stick-built home, it could be a very big home, or just a little cabin by the lake or whatever. But